From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An Alabama man now owns the title of World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. According to alphafarmers.org, Chuck Bradley began auctioneering for a high school talent show and then relied on the internet to teach him how to sell. Then, June 7th, the now 28-year-old Bradley won the 2021 Livestock Marketing Association contest in Nashville. The Rockford native is a full-time auctioneer selling cattle each Monday at Montgomery Stockyards and Tuesdays at Coleman Stockyard. The Summer Olympics may be in Japan this year, but Team USA was on home turf when they took the field for the opening ceremony. According to the University of Georgia College of Ag and Environmental Sciences, the Japan National Stadium's field is currently sodded with TIFF Sport Bermuda grass developed in South Georgia. One of the many grass varieties created at the University of Georgia's Tifton campus, TIFF Sport is a dense, medium to fine textured grass bred to withstand sports field traffic while tolerating herbicides. Consumers in China can finally enjoy fresh blueberries from the United States. FreshPlaza.com reports the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council teamed up with Pagoda, a Chinese fruit retailer, to hold the first ever promotion of U.S. fresh blueberries in mainland China. To gain access to China, the U.S. government and the USHPC worked with China's customs authorities to develop export phytosanitary protocols for fresh blueberries with a breakthrough in May of 2020. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.